Welcome to the Next Wave Ascension Healing and Activation Meditation by Hannah Andrews from realityawareness.com. Taking a deep breath in and slowly exhaling, feeling your lungs gently expand as you inhale and gently release as you exhale. Feel the sensation of your lungs literally taking in the air that you breathe. Every single inhale and every single exhale, just allowing yourself to slow your breath, to breathe deeper with every single inhale and every single exhale. If your mind starts wandering, just notice what it is you're thinking and then bring your awareness back to your lungs, to the sensation of your clothes on your chest, your rib cage under your arms, your shoulders, your upper back, your shoulder blades, becoming deeply aware of your heart. And notice how your heart chakra expands with every single inhale and every single exhale. Feeling the cool air as you inhale through your nostrils, and the slightly warmer air as you exhale back through your nostrils. Notice if you feel comfortable in your body or not. Love exactly where you are at. With every inhale, expanding your heart to your whole self, all of your emotions, even your mind and all of your thoughts. Your whole self. Hold yourself in this deep love for self, for all of you. Become aware of all of your clothes touching your body and notice the air temperature and how that feels on your skin and through your clothes. Breathing, inhaling and exhaling with this awareness. And becoming aware of your energy field, your aura, from your skin outwards. How far out from your physical body does your aura expand? What is in your aura? Just notice. If there is anything in your aura that isn't yours, you can ask Archangel Michael of 100% Light to remove it now. Just by saying, Archangel Michael of 100% Light, please remove anything that is not mine now. See, feel, or just sense him doing this now. Breathing in and breathing out. As you notice the air temperature, you become aware of your surroundings. You become super present. You notice the sun or the moon in the sky, even through your physical room if you are inside. You instantly connect with this being in the sky, the sun or the moon, whatever energy you're needing right now. And as you do so, you notice that that sun moon energy beams its shining light directly into your crown chakra. As it does, you may feel a tingle or shivers, and you notice the energy regardless. And you notice if this sun-moon energy has a particular energy, a particular color. As you inhale, you notice this healing energy cleansing above your crown chakra, and you notice if your crown is open or closed. As you inhale, you notice your crown opening to receive this healing energy. You notice if any ideas drop in for you regarding your life purpose. As you inhale, you notice this sun-moon energy going to work, like a zillion tiny fairies or helpers, all these powerful moving atoms repairing this delicate but powerful spiritual organ of yours. This is your claircognizance. It is like you are receiving satellite dish, that allows you to receive those brilliant out-of-the-blue ideas that come directly from source. This is how you receive your intuition through your crown chakra. You notice it opening, you notice it alive, beaming, buzzing if you may, connected, healing, allowing you to receive this powerful healing energy. You notice how your crown chakra is connected to your physical brain. You notice your nervous system delicately receiving your crown chakra's divine profound wisdom and how this is transmitted to your physical brain. You notice this connection deeply, in awe, conscious of it. As you breathe, still deeply aware and present of your surroundings, of the air temperature, of your skin, of your clothes touching your skin, as you inhale and exhale, of your aura, of the sun, moon energy, connected to your crown. And those fairies, those atoms, deeply healing. As you do, you notice the channel, the connection from your crown to your third eye. You notice if it is like a channel or a tube or a beam of energy. Or what does this connection from your crown to your third eye look like, feel like, or that you sense just is for you? Trust what it is like for you. And notice, is it connected? Is it dull in color? Or is it shining and sparkling? As you notice, you see the sun moon energy moving through this channel, deeply cleansing the darkness away, deeply repairing the connection between your crown chakra and your third eye. You get a sense of how long this disconnection or ill repair has been like this for. You apologize to this connection channel, and you allow this healing energy and light of the sun moon to deeply repair it. If need be, you see Archangel Raphael of 100% light also sending healing energy from his healing scepter to this connection. Breathe. Allow this repair to take place. And notice if you receive any messages or if any past life memories surface in this repair. As you inhale, you notice the sunlight, moonlight energy to beam and move into your third eye. Your third eye has three sections: the front of your third eye, the channel from the front of your third eye to the back of your third eye, located at the back of your head, which is your visual channel. You notice if your third eye is open, closed, bloodshot, tired, or awake, clear and open. As you do so, you see the healing light move to your third eye and give it the healing energy it needs. You notice the connection between your third eye and your visual channel being repaired. You notice if there are any blockages in your third eye channel, that they are dissolved and the channel is clear. If there are any doors or locks in this channel, you see Archangel Michael of 100% light helping you to remove them, so the channel is clear and the energy can flow. Breathing. You notice the connection between your third eye channel and your visual center located at the back of your head. You notice if there are any gaps, rips, or tears in this vital spiritual organ that is the seat of your clairvoyance and allows you to deeply see the truth in all directions of time and space, past, present, and future, all at once. This incredible spiritual organ that is your birthright allows you to see all relationship dynamics in complete clarity and allows you to drop judgments as you see the whole picture of any scenario all at once. You notice how your third eye is located and connected to your physical eyes. You notice this connection. You notice how your third eye sends these powerful spiritual divine messages, these visuals, to your physical eyes. You notice how your third eye is connected through your brain, through the center of your head, and the connections that your third eye has with the neural pathways in your brain. If there is any repair needed, you notice that the incredible sunlight, moonlight has already gone to work to repair this connection, as the universe always has your back, and this powerful 100% light is infinite intelligence of the purest heart, 100% light intentions to awaken the most dormant parts of you to shine your soul and awaken now. Trust, breathe, allow. Trust deeply any messages you receive at this time. This is the truth that you are seeing right now. Breathe. As you do so, you notice any images that you are seeing in your mind's eye or playing out like a movie screen as you notice your visual center alive, clear, repaired, as the sunlight, moonlight energy moves to this powerful space in your third eye. As the front of your third eye, your visual channel and your visual center are now all deeply cleansed, repaired, healed and connected, you notice the channel to your crown chakra and how this is connected to your third eye and how your third eye supports your crown and how this connection channel is vitally important in this movement from one chakra consciousness to another to deeply connect in unity consciousness, activated, alive, breathing deeply, slowly, relaxed. As you inhale, you notice this healing light energy awakens the connection channel between your third eye and your ear chakras. You notice what the condition of this channel is in, and as you do so, you notice immediately how the source of infinite wisdom automatically and immediately gets to work on repairing this delicate but powerful space that connects the truth of what you see with the truth of what you hear to confirm your amazing source of infinite wisdom that resides within your connection to who you really are. Your soul, your infinite source, all connected in oneness all the time, just by bringing your awareness to it. You notice that the healing sunlight, moonlight, repairing this channel, connecting these two vital spiritual organs. And you notice how this channel also connects to your physical body. What physical organs and channels that it connects to. And you notice the repair here too. The spiritual channel to the physical channel. You notice any memories or physical sensations that you become aware of. Breathing. You are still very conscious of your physical body, of the air temperature, of when you inhale and exhale, the sensation of your chest and your lungs moving, and the healing light of the sun, moon moving to your ear chakras. You notice the condition of your ear chakras. Are they open or closed? Are they clear or clogged? Or are they aware and listening? Your inner spiritual ear on both sides, you notice the light there, repairing, healing any holes, unclogging any spiritual pores. And you notice how this connects to your inner physical ear and the connection being repaired by this powerful sun, moon light. You notice the connection between your inner spiritual ear and your inner ear canal, and any blocks being removed as the light travels through there, through both ear chakras. And you notice if there are any tears in your inner ear canal, and how the light with its infinite intelligence just goes there, returning all to its spiritual divine perfection of light. Breathing. You notice this connection to your physical inner ear canal on both sides at the same time. And the repair, instantaneous, as soon as you think about it. You notice this light moving to your outer spiritual ears. And you notice the state of your outer spiritual ears. Are they open? Closed? Your outer spiritual ears are like big cone-shaped grids that pulsate and connect in with any dimension, reality, and field that you choose. You can travel through your ear chakra grids without leaving your body, without leaving the vicinity of where you are. You are multidimensional. You are. You notice the state of your ear chakra grids. And you notice if there are any rips, holes, or damage, and you notice this powerful sun moonlight instantly going to where it needs repair and sewing it up, healing this delicate but powerful spiderweb-like grid. Your ear chakras are a gentle magenta pink color and are deeply connected to your heart and your base chakras. They are your openness, your softness, and your receptivity. If your ears aren't open, repaired, and tended to, you will have trouble receiving and manifesting. And if you are, then your beautiful ear chakras right here are exactly where you start. Where do your ears take you? Take a moment to listen. Tune in. Where are you tuning in? Listen. Breathing in. And as you do, you notice that your crown, the connection to your third eye, the connection to your ears, are all alight with a glow of light that is iridescent and incredible, alive, awake, clear and activated, pulsating, communicating, receiving, and activating your physical body parts all at the same time. Breathing deeply. As you inhale, you notice the connection channel from your ear chakras to your throat chakra. Light up, or does it? You notice the connection of this channel between your ears and your throat. Is it dull and cloudy, or light and clear? Are there holes in this channel, or is there something there blocking it? And with that thought, the powerful sun, moon, light energy is already in that space, healing, repairing, giving this divine channel exactly what it needs. If need be, you ask Archangel Michael of 100% light to remove any blockages or any tightness from around your throat. You can do that by saying, Archangel Michael of 100% light, please remove any blockages from my throat connection now. You literally feel the sensations of this channel becoming reactivated and healed because it has been there all along. It just got forgotten about, like wiping down a dusty shelf and cleaning out a cupboard. This internal channel is being cleaned and repaired from your divine ear chakras, where you channel that truth from other dimensions and your inner and outer world of your intuition and your powerful being of all of who you are, from all of your past lives, all of who you are in this life, all of your memories collected and stored from many lifetimes, all here in an instant. And now, connected to your throat via this channel, as the sunlight, moon, Sun moonlight connects to your throat chakra like the atomic particles all lighting up in recognition of who they really are. All of your cells in your blood that pass through your throat, all of your throat chakra, of who it is. The atomic particles that vibrate this energy is being illuminated. Your cells are remembering who they really are. You notice any physical sensations in your throat, any burping, coughing, crying, or otherwise, is shifting out energy that no longer needs to be there. Allow this. Allow any physical sensations, movements, or more as this powerful divine healing light is being infiltrated into your cells and you are being shifted with this next wave of ascension as you start to create space for the truth to be spoken. You notice the healing light repairing your throat chakra, clearing out anything that may be blocking it, and this energy flow feels like something of home. It is a feeling, a sensation that you've been missing. It is all so amazingly familiar and like love and something that you've been looking for so long. It's been right here the entire time. As you inhale, you feel the breath coming in through your throat, like literally through the pores of your skin. And you notice how alive your throat feels as you breathe physical air in through the pores of your skin, of your throat, and how this connects to your throat chakra. This light energy is not only air, but it just is everywhere. You notice a sense within you, waking up from a slumber, of feeling confident that you can once again voice your truth, the truth of who you are, without even saying much at all. You feel the depth of this power and you notice that you are increasingly comfortable with it as it feels like home. This centered, grounded, powerful, calm space is deeply connected to your throat chakra and the core of who you are. You feel the channel deeply opening and reactivating through the core of all of who you are, inside your throat, and as you do, you notice the healing sun moonlight moving down, and you notice the connection channel from your throat to your heart. And you notice, is it alive? Or is it asleep? Is it dull or clear and bright? Is it in need of repair? And again, instantly, as soon as you thought of it, that divine intelligence has your back. Those atomic particles of light are already in the cells of this spiritual organ. This channel between your throat and your heart, repairing, healing, filling any holes, so the divine connection is clear, true, and very, very on point. As you take a deep breath, you feel that light energy and pure physical air come in through your throat and channel deep into your heart space. You feel what is in your heart. You connect again to your physical chest, gently rising and falling with every single inhale and every single exhale. You notice your physical heart and you notice what condition it is. And again, as soon as you thought that, divine intelligence is already there, of 100% light, healing, repairing the cells of your physical heart. The cells of your physical heart are vibrating atoms, and the divine light is right there. As soon as you've brought your conscious awareness there, with your cleared, repaired, and activated crown, your third eye, your ears, and your throat, you are divinely connected and aware of exactly what is going on in the cells of your heart. And you can listen to the cells of your heart. What are they saying to you? What are they showing you? You listen. and you notice the repair happening at the same time. Because you are simply present with the divine presence of your own beating physical heart. Breathe. Allow. Be here now. With the divine intelligence as you, through you, connected within and connected without, all at the same time. Infinite oneness is you. What a presence. And as you notice this divine expansion, you recognize your heart chakra. And as you recognize the expansive nature of your heart chakra, but is it? You notice the condition of your heart chakra. This deep emerald green space of divine light, an infinite being that is all of your feelings and all of your emotions, your divine clairsentience, where you receive your divine intuition through feelings or gut feelings, as people call it, it's actually your beautiful heart. Breathing deeply, slowly, expansively. Of course, the divine infinite intelligence, and of course, the sun, the moonlight is already there, clearing, repairing, healing your divine heart chakra, aligning you deep into the core of your being, of your heart. That your heart aligns, awakens, and you remember how your heart chakra has always been there. And always connected to this divine infinite intelligence. And in your remembering of this connection, your heart ignites. And it has this iridescent glow to it that is beyond what you've ever seen before. It is like pure magic, whatever that would be. What would be a word to describe? Something that cannot be described, but only felt. With the heart. Your breath is deep, slow, present, grounded, and here. And you feel the awakening of the core of your being as the divine channel from your heart to your solar plexus, which you notice, is it a channel? The connection with your heart and your solar plexus? What is it that connects these two potent, powerful organs? You notice them light up, as it does as soon as you bring your conscious awareness to anything. Now that you are awake, active and aware, your powerful claircognizance, your crown, your third eye, you see straight there, your ears, you hear the messages, you feel deep into the resonances of anything as soon as your awareness goes there. And as you do, you notice this channel clear, repaired, healed, and how it connects to your physical body. And how your solar plexus awakens so much power in this gift that you have of being able to know the truth in your crown, see the truth through your third eye, hear the truthful messages with your ears, your clairaudience, and feel the depth of the truth with the core of your being, right into the cells and the vibration of anything and anyone in any moment of time and space, past, present, and future, all at once. You sit still in this awareness of your solar plexus and the immense power that you have. You notice how you feel sitting in this awareness of so much power, of your gift and the amazing healer that you are, and what you can heal and do with this awareness, especially within your own body and life. You can heal yourself with this gift of delving into the cells of your being and listening deeply, listening with all the organs of your body, listening with divine intelligence of 100% light guiding you. Always. You notice the condition of your solar plexus. And again, divine intelligence is immediately there as soon as you've brought your awareness there. Repairing, healing, and you notice any holes or damage, and if there are any objects or people in your solar plexus. If you become aware of any, you ask Archangel Michael of 100% light to remove them now, just by saying, Archangel Michael of 100% light, please remove them from my solar plexus now. As you do, you see divine intelligence of 100% light and Archangel Raphael of 100% light pouring its healing presence into the space left of what was there. You are clear, open, safe, full, and grounded. As you breathe, you feel. You feel your solar plexus expanding, and you notice how deeply this power center gives power to your upper chakras. You literally feel yourself sitting straighter, your spine taller, yourself more confident and sure of yourself, because you are deeply connected right into the cells of your being. The atoms of your spiritual organs and chakras are deeply repaired, healed, and alive again, awakened from their slumber. Atoms ignited, alight, and you notice the colors. Oh, the shimmering colors through your chakras, but also the connection channels in between your chakras. And you notice how with every inhale, they expand you through your physical organs that they are connected to. Your chakras, the connection channels, and then into your aura. And you notice how full and nourishing this feels. Your aura, full of this deeply activated, awake, and remembered light of the truth of who you are. As you breathe, it is like your aura is breathing into the cells of your skin, your blood. And as you do, you notice how all of this is pouring down into your sacral chakra, which is just below your belly button. This is feeding your sacral chakra. And you also notice at the same time, the connection channel from your solar plexus to your sacral. Are there any holes? And you knew it. Divine intelligence meets you there. As you scan the connection channel with your awareness and the holes repaired as your awareness of the divine light goes there. Breathing. The sensations in your upper chakras, alive, repaired, and your breath. You are completely breathing, not just with your inhale through your nose, but your entire body is breathing, isn't it? Breathing in this divine intelligence, this divine light, this sun moon light, this beingness light that is completely surrounding you, filling your aura, that is you. Activated from the cells of your being, you're awakening, you're remembering that you are this, you always have been. And this remembering is the core of who you are. It is you. You realize that you have been there all along. What you have been searching for out there this entire time has actually been you, there, in the cells of your being all along. Any emotions, any tears, any physical release, allow this, because this is you filling you up right now. And all of it is flooding deep into your sacral chakra. Your sacral chakra is where you are nourished. It is where you are. You notice if your sacral chakra is like a big black hole, or is it divinely filled space of light? And if so, what color is it? Is there anything else in your sacral that has a message for you? That will guide you to nourish yourself in the way your soul needs to be nourished? This is divinely unique to you. You may find your mind wandering to things that don't make logical sense, but listen anyway. Because your soul is nourished by ways that are important to your unique divine life purpose. Take a moment to listen to the messages of your sacral with your entire being now. With deep, deep clarity, you become super aware of what is important to you, of what you value, what you no longer tolerate, what you want. And you breathe deeper than you have ever before, in the reassurance that you know at the core of your being that everything and anything you want, desire, and more is totally possible. And you also know that any resources you need are also available because you tap into this powerful reality with all of your skills, of the core of who you are. You travel there without moving. You travel through your ear chakra grids and you bring this divine knowledge into your being through the cells and atom activation of the core of who you are. This divine, powerful being of light of all of who you are, pure grace. As you bathe in this divine oneness, you notice the connection channel from your sacral to your base, and you notice what sort of connection, what sort of channel. Is it like a tube, or like a flower, or a tree trunk of solid connection and empower relaying messages? What is that connection for you, of this divine healing power from the depths of your sacral, fueling and giving food to your base? And of course, that divine intelligence, repairing this connection, feeding it, if you may, and the divine knowledge and power channeling into your base is already there. You notice what condition your base chakra is in. Is it open and flowing and trusting? Or is it closed, dirty, scared and dark? And you knew it, divine intelligence meets you there, repairing, healing and giving your base chakra exactly what it needs to light up, to open, to trust. For your base chakra is where you give birth to your life purpose. It is where you open and trust. It is where your sexual power is ignited and enhanced by your trust in the divine. It is where everything flows. It is where you are grounded through your entire core. And you feel peace. You breathe in this peace, this beingness right through your entire core, breathing with your entire body, your aura, your physical body. You're breathing with your whole self. Your soul is deeply housed in your entire body, right down to your toes, your feet. As you notice your entire being all at the same time, you notice your base chakra ignite, alight, and awaken as your kundalini is sparked. And you notice if it is like flames or energies, or what is your kundalini for you? Take a moment to connect with it, hear its message, feel its message in the cells of your being, of who you are. As you notice it, feel it physically inside your organs through your base chakra, connected to your sexual organs, and any shame being dissolved as you reclaim your sexual power as your divine birthright and the seat of divine creation and who you are. You notice this energy grounded and housed in your base chakra, but how it rises through your sacral and your womb and your physical stomach, through your solar plexus and liver and all your other internal organs, while still deeply grounded and present in your base chakra and sexual organs. It rises into your heart, your physical and your spiritual heart, your throat, and you feel a confident, grounded speech as the words and power of your voice are finally heard and spoken. Your kundalini reaches your ears, and as it does, it is like your ear chakras pour directly down in your base through all the connection channels and chakras that you have repaired. All of those avenues of all your lifetimes and all your gifts are poured deep into your base in who you really are. That divine wisdom that you've now opened to deeply aligns with your heart and your base. Your heart is all things, the expansive nature of who you are, is you. Your kundalini continues to rise while still deeply connected to your base, and your being expands into your cells as it reaches your third eye, and your past, present, and future all at once become highly activated, aware, and so clear. Inside your mind's eye and in your physical reality, you see straight through the veils. Your kundalini reaches your crown, and as it does, it is like a stream of light is activated into another dimension through a portal that your crown opens up, that you open up. You are the portal. You are this power. And you notice all at once your entire body is tingling, cells vibrating higher than you've ever vibrated before, right in the cells of your atoms of your being through your blood that pumps around your body, passing through that divine magic organ, your physical heart, that you went in and deeply connected with those cells, profoundly reminding yourself who you are, the powerful, heartfelt, heart-centered healer that you are. You notice the cells of your being vibrating, and you notice a color of light that they are vibrating too. And you notice your skeletal system, your bones through your feet, all the way up to your head, your arms, and the center of your bones, and how these vibrating atoms, the cells, and divine intelligence moves through the pores of your bones and strengthens, heals, and you feel yourself sit up taller, your spine more elongated, your energy clearer, and your spinal column taller, elongated, and you notice in between your vertebrae, anything that doesn't belong there is removed through divine intelligence and Archangel Michael of 100% Light's help. Archangel Raphael of 100% Light sending his healing light through his healing scepter, and you notice your electrical system through your spinal column right up and how it connects to your brain. And you knew it, the healing divine intelligence, that divine pure 100% light healing any receptors, connectors that need to be repaired, healed, upgraded. You feel alive, and you notice as you travel through your spinal column how it all connects, and your nervous system through your entire body, just like a beautiful big tree, and the tips of the connection like the leaves of the tree, and your nervous system and your divine intelligence is already there, isn't it? As soon as you thought of it, there it was, repairing your nervous system, deeply healing, holding this powerful, powerful space. Your nervous system that connects your spiritual body to your physical body and all the receptors in your nervous system that is like a divine tree in your body, connected, strong, sturdy, grounded, present, ever pulsating with the divine presence of the cells of our Mother Earth. And as you hear the words Mother Earth, you feel immediately your body drop into the soil of our Earth Mother, as she deeply, deeply holds you in her rich, fertile, moist earth, holding you, loving you, as giving you all the divine nourishment that you need. You feel the depth of her cool, rich, fertile soil surrounding you, but also pulsating through the cells of your being as you are her and she is you, giving you all the richness and power that you need for your ideas, your projects, your gift to flourish in this rich, fertile soil, this pure earth magic. That is you. You open your eyes and you see straight above you to the zillion stars shimmering in the sky. Whether it is day or night, you still see them. You see with your three eyes beyond the galaxies that even our telescopes and technologies can't see. For you are the technology. And you notice how you travel to your galaxy, to your home. Your star shines brightly and leads you there, and you go there now. You notice how you travel there on your ear chakra grids or somehow else. You recognize your home immediately and you spend some time receiving what you need from this space. Beings, people, information and tools for your life purpose. You take a moment to connect here with this space. As you inhale, you feel yourself coming back down through the others, back to here. You notice how you travel back here and you feel your body where you're sitting, laying. You gently move your physical body. You open your eyes if they're not already. And as you do, you notice that you are clear, so clear, and everything looks so vivid and clear. And sharp, so clear. And you are conscious, so conscious of your cells still vibrating, still activated, still deeply connected to all of your chakras and all of the channels that you've just repaired. As one, every breath, your entire body breathes. Your aura, your chakras, your cells, your atoms, expanding, connecting, and present with every breath of the truth of who you are. Always. You feel clear. You see more. You feel more with a depth, a grounded presence, and a deep, deep trust and courage in yourself. You are connected, alive, and you remember everything. This is normal now. Namaste.